From the Galley Test Kitchens, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Now, as you may know, Southwest Airlines recently began service to New York's LaGuardia Airport. Some of the events leading up to the launch included a party at the Southwest Airlines porch at Bryant Park. If you saw my video of our CEO, President, and Chairman of the Board, Gary Kelly, ringing the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange, you may have noticed it was raining in a few of the shots. And because the weather was not cooperating for an outdoor event, a group of us had to go inside, and I'm doing air quotes around the word had because it was one tasty meal. Well, Chef, I don't know if they told you, but my name's Steve. I host the Red Belly Radio podcast. And I was wondering if I could interview you real quickly.
Sure.
And by the way, you're not the first celebrity chef I've had on my podcast.
Okay.
I interviewed Wolfgang Puck.
Oh, okay.
But I was wondering if your guidance counselor in high school suggested you should be either a chef or a TV personality, and you thought he said a chef and a TV personality.
No, I didn't spend a whole lot of time with my guidance counselor in high school. In fact, it was my dad who suggested I become a chef. And the word celebrity, as much as I dislike that term now, wasn't even coined back then. I came through this through a love of food and love for cooking, and it was my dad who thought that his children should just do something they love to do.
If you're not familiar with Tom Colicchio, he's one of the judges on the TV show Top Chef on Bravo. The basis of the show is to bring chefs together and have them compete in challenges, and the winner at the end of the season gets $100,000. Now, Colicchio brings the professional chef's point of view to the judging panel, and he's really quite good at it. There's a spinoff show called Top Chef Masters, where they host very experienced chefs to come and compete for fun and for charity. Now, I watched that show, and I had noticed that Tom Colicchio was absent from that, and I asked him about it.
I produced the show. It was my idea, and it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for me to do it because, if I win, people will say it's fixed.
It's rigged, yeah.
If I lose, then it's like, you can't.
Yeah, what a loser.
No, but I'm one of the producers on the show.
I see.
And I'm not judging it because they're all my friends who are competing.
Yeah,
so.
It's interesting, though. It's fun to see these guys thrown into situations that they would just loathe.
Well, the great thing is they're all have great humor about it. And it's for charity. They're all having fun. It's not a high risk thing. Everybody's having a great time.
Well, we're here at your Manhattan restaurant, or one of your Manhattan restaurants, Lower Manhattan Craft Steak. Mm-hmm. Wonderful meal we just had. The samplings of all the kitchen.
We killed a few steers tonight. Yeah, definitely, without a doubt.
Everything was wonderful. Okay, what'd you do to those mushrooms?
Not much. The food here is really pure. Most of the seasoning is just salt and pepper, some butter, and just careful cooking. That's it.
Okay, well, I have to ask you the same question I asked Wolfgang Puck. What's the most expensive ingredient you've ever cooked with?
Oh, the most expensive ingredient? That'd be an expensive ingredient.
You're going to be running for governor of California.
Yeah, I don't know if that was Wolfgang Puck or Arnold Schwarzenegger. Expensive ingredient, probably... caviar, foie gras, or maybe...
White truffle?
White truffle. Ortolan. Ortolan's a small little bird that you really can't get. Occasionally I get them.
It's extinct?
Yeah, sort of. Well, not really legal, but yeah, that's expensive. But yeah, white truffle probably.
Yeah, white
truffle. Saffron's pretty expensive.
Saffron by the pound is probably the most expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Ortolans are small birds that are considered threatened in some areas, most notably France, where they are illegal to eat. Perhaps because they're only about the size of a man's thumb, I should imagine it takes pretty many to get full.
You have restaurants, tell us about your restaurant chain. How many restaurants do you have?
Well, I don't like to call it a chain. It's a chain. It's
not
a few
restaurants. Bad choice of terms.
We have a small collection of restaurants. We are in New York. We have three restaurants in New York. There's Craft Steak, there's Craft, and there's Craft Bar. And then there's Witchcraft. We have 13 stores, sandwich stores.
I ate there yesterday. Excellent.
And we also have restaurants in Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Dallas, Atlanta, and Connecticut.
And what's going on in Bryant Park? You've got these Witchcraft sandwich shops, which have some very unusual, interesting, I hate to use the word gourmet, but they're very good sandwiches. But what else is going on there with the Southwest porch?
Well, this year, to commemorate Southwest's arrival here in New York. They took over the southwest corner of Bryant Park, and they're putting in a pop-up bar slash restaurant. And Witchcraft, you know, myself and my team at Witchcraft, we're doing some food there to commemorate Southwest being here. It's really exciting. I mean, this is it's great for New York to have another carrier here, open up some you know, travel to different cities, and you know, it's just great to have Southwest here. And I think this is an amazing way to mark that that milestone.
Well, I thought it was funny. I've been to New York any number of times, and I've been to Bryant Park. You know, I've walked past it, driven past it, whatever. And I thought it was so funny that we are in the southwest corner. Well, it's not an accident.
No, of course not. No. It's south. Of course. It wouldn't make sense if you're in the northeast, corner. No,
what's that?
No. That's a different airline. We don't know what airline that is. No. No, that's you know, again, this is, it's a lot of fun. It makes sense, and it's really cool for the park. I mean, Bryant Park and you know, a bunch of other parks in New York have really become hubs for the community, and that's why we're there in Witchcraft. We have a few kiosks there, and we're sort of anchored the community in Bryant Park, and it's a great park. They show movies on Monday nights in the summer, and this is just neat. It's going to be an open-air, you know, bar in the park. I mean, how cool is that?
Bryant Park is a really nice green patch behind the main branch of the New York Public Library in Midtown Manhattan. If you're in New York, you really ought to go by. And if you do, be sure to check out the Southwest Porch. It's basically a nice deck with umbrellas under a canopy of trees. You can get something to eat or drink. It's a little oasis in the middle of Manhattan. Very nice. I realize that for an airline that doesn't really serve food, this podcast seems to talk about food a lot. Well, that's sort of who I am. You know, food's a hobby and a passion of mine, and when I travel, I seek out interesting restaurants. But I just couldn't let those mushrooms go. I just had to ask.
We kept figuring that there's truffle oil somewhere in either the potatoes or mushrooms.
I'm not a fan of truffle oil, no.
No?
Not a fan of it. It's really not. It's not real. We try to do things that are real. Right now, we're on the dessert course, and we have a round of tequila for, you know, we're celebrating Texas style, so we figured a round of tequila is necessary.
Well, gosh, Chef, thank you so much for the time. The meal was absolutely fantastic.
Thanks.
Now, for those of you who like mushrooms, I mean really good mushrooms, you could pan roast some assorted mushrooms with salt, pepper, plenty of butter, and a little thyme. That's what the chef told me. Or better yet, take a Southwest Airlines flight to the craft steak restaurant of your choice. There's one in New York, Las Vegas, and in Connecticut at the MGM at Foxwood, which is between Hartford and Providence, both Southwest cities. See, I worked flying and food into this podcast. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. The chef has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.